Okay, I want you to turn to the person next to you and share a couple of dreams about if this church was going as strong as it possibly could, the Salvation Army here in Ararat, how good would it be if... Share that with the person next to you. Some of your dreams. Think about what would be really cool if you could see that here. Just share to the person next to you. Have a little chat. What would it look like? Tell them what you think it would look like. It was going to be really good. Okay, does someone want to share something that your group was talking about? No one. Anyone?
Have to move the wall.
Have to move the wall. Why? Why? You just want more chairs? Wow, so lots of people. Very good. Okay, what else? Yep. So the Holy Spirit changing people's lives. That sounds good. Who wants that? Oh, excellent. Okay, what else? Wow, how good would that be? Good stuff. Okay, keep it coming. What else? This is sounding good. Yes. Wow. How good would that be? Yeah. Wow. The whole school saved. Very good. Hey, this is sounding good. What else could be happening? Yeah, that sounds great. Come on. What else? This is sounding good. More meetings. Why would you need more meetings? Great idea. More meetings in case people can't make it on a certain day. Yeah, well, very busy. What was that? Miracles. What sort of miracles would you like to see, Jess? Healings? Excellent. Sounds good. Wow. How good does all that sound? Do you believe that it can happen? Do you know that every single thing that you guys spoke about has already happened in the past? Did you know that that has happened in the past? And do you know how it all started? No. Well, let me tell you how it's all started in the past. Now, this is going to be a bit of reading, so you've got to listen, but it is exciting stuff. Because if we capture this, wow, imagine what could happen. Okay, I might have told you this one before. There's an English preacher called J. Sidlow Baxter. When he was 85 years old, he said, "I have pastored only 3 churches in my more than 60 years of ministry, and we had revival in every one." How good is that? But listen to this. "And not one of them came as a result of my preaching. They came as a result of the membership entering into a covenant to pray until revival came." And guess what? It came. Every time, is what he said. How good is that? So, do you know what? That says to me, I'm off the hook. We all need to pray. It's not about the preaching on a Sunday. It is about us uniting together to pray. Okay. Roy Poynter, after extensive research in Baptist churches in the UK, arrived at the conclusion that wherever there was positive growth in churches, anywhere where there was positive growth in churches, there was one recurring factor. They played guitars in church. No. Wasn't that. They wore uniforms. No. Guess what it was? They prayed, and they prayed together. How good's that? In the United States of America, at Larry Lee's church on the Rock in Texas, numerical growth went from 13 people in 1980 to 11,000 people 8 years later. Think about that. Come on. 13 people to 11,000 people in 8 years. 8 years. Like you just said, how many is in Ararat? There we go, 13 people. How many have we got here today? Just about 30. Man, it should take us, what, 4 years? What do you think? 4 years. But listen to this. When he was asked about his amazing growth, he said, "I did not start a church. I started a prayer meeting." When the minister responsible for prayer in that church was asked the secret of the church, wouldn't it be good to know the secret of their church, how it grew so quick? He said, "The evangelistic program of our church is the daily prayer meeting." Every morning, Monday through Friday, we meet at 5 a.m. to pray. And if we see the harvest of conversions fall off for more than a week, we see that as a spiritual red alert and we seek the Lord. Wow, that's full on, isn't it? But hey, do you think it's worth it? They went from 13 people to 11,000 people in 8 years. And all it took was for them to pray every morning at 5 a.m. Now it's getting a bit tougher. Those ideas sound great, James, but you know what? I like my sleep-ins. You know, it's... Yeah, we need to wake up, don't we? Okay, listen to this. In Korea, where the church has grown from almost zero to a projected 50% of the entire population in this century alone, Pastor Paul Yong-I Cho attributes his church's conversion rate... Oh, listen to this. 12,000 people per month get saved. And he says that is primarily due to ceaseless prayer. They just pray. In fact, it's normal in Korea for church members to go to bed early so that they can get up at 4 a.m. to participate in united prayer. It is normal for them to pray all through Friday nights. It is normal for them to go on prayer retreats. Paul Yong-I Cho says that the church might see this sort of phenomenal growth. So he's talking about us. We can see that sort of growth if we are prepared to pray the price. If we are willing to pray and obey. Isn't that interesting? Cho was once asked by a local pastor why was it that his church's membership was 750,000 people and his was only 3,000 people. When he was better educated, he preached better sermons and even had a foreign wife. But Cho inquired, "How much do you pray?" And the pastor said, 30 minutes a day. To which Cho replied, "There is your answer. I pray from 3 to 5 hours per day." Isn't that interesting? In America, one survey showed that pastors on an average pray about 22 minutes per day in mainline churches. And in many, it is less than that. In Japan, they pray for 45 minutes a day. Korea, 90 minutes a day. China, 120 minutes a day. And guess what? The growth rates reflect how much they pray. Isn't that interesting? They reflect how much they pray. So what happens when people begin to pray? A quiet man named Jeremiah had been appointed by the Dutch Reformed Church as a missionary to the city. Because the church was in decline and the life of the city was somewhat similar, he did not know what to do. He was just a layman, it says. He didn't, you know, he wasn't employed by the church or anything. And so he called a prayer meeting in the city to be held at noon every Wednesday. Its first meeting was on the 23rd of September, 1857. Eventually, five other men showed up. 2 weeks later, they decided to move to a daily schedule of prayer. Within 6 months, 10,000 people were gathering to pray, and the movement had spread right across America. Isn't that interesting? Within 2 years, there was 1 million new believers added to the church. The movement swept out to touch England, Scotland, Wales, and Ulster. Isn't that interesting? They just began to pray. Okay. Ireland was a tough nut to crack, they say. But when news reached Ireland of what was happening in America, one man gathered three men to meet for prayer in the schoolhouse in March 1859. They prayed and prayed for revival. Within a couple of months, a similar prayer meeting was launched in Belfast. And by September 21, so what's that? That's about 4 months later, 20,000 people assembled to pray for the whole of Ireland. It was later estimated that 100,000 converts resulted directly from these prayer movements in Ireland. It has been estimated that in the years 1859 to 1860, Over 1 million people were added to the church wherever concerts of prayer were held and were held. Isn't that interesting? You may have heard. Have you heard about the Welsh Revival? Has anyone heard about the Welsh Revival? That commenced in 1904. And it was, I guess, spontaneous, and it was characterized by long prayer meetings. In the first 2 months, 70,000 people came to the Lord. That's huge. 70,000. Think about these numbers. 70,000. In 1905, in London alone, the Wesleyan Methodists increased their membership from 54,000 to an additional 50,000 people. That's incredible. Let me skip ahead. In the Philippines in the 1980s, as a result of some people attending an international prayer conference in Korea, 200 missionaries of the Missionary Fellowship each organized group prayer meetings at 7 p.m. daily to pray for the growth of their church. That report that within a couple of years and directly result in the formation of 310 new churches. And I could go on about all these other stories that I have here. And all of this is from a guy called Dr. Stuart Robinson. He's recorded all this stuff. And I can give you a copy later on. But the basic gist of it, and I'm hoping that you're getting it, is that we need to pray. We need to pray. If you were here last weekend, you would have seen that there was this joy in the meetings, wasn't there? There was joy. It was getting a little bit rowdy. People were praying regularly. People wanted to testify. Did you see how many people came down the front to repent? And this didn't just happen Sunday morning. This happened on Friday night and Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. Things were happening. God was moving in this place. And often we can get to that stage where we say, wow, what a great weekend. That was really, really fun. And then you come back next week and the meeting's a little bit more sedate. There's not as many people around. We're not as excited. We're a little bit tired. Different things are going on in our life. And it's very easy to leave last weekend a week ago. It's very easy to leave it where we just left it. Does that make sense? But God doesn't want us to stop. He doesn't want us to say, okay, that's it. What a great weekend. Let's do the same thing in a few months' time. That is not what God's plan for this church is. God's plan for this church is revival. All those things that you said, that the place would be packed, that the school would get saved, that we'd have more meetings to fit more people in, you know, that we'd see healings and miracles, and that all these things began to happen. The Bible actually says that that's what God wants to happen. Jesus says that he wants all men everywhere to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Jesus wants this town saved, the whole entire place. You know, we were talking about the kingdom of God, the place where God reigns, where the place where God's kingdom is established. Jesus told us to pray, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants revival more than what you and I do. But what does he want us to do? Well done. Pray. And so we need to pray. We desperately need to pray. And I was speaking to the Lord and I was praying, and I really believe that God just doesn't want us to be people who talk to God. But he wants us to have a relationship with him where we speak to him and he speaks back to us. In John chapter 10, Jesus says, my sheep will hear my voice. Put up your hand if you would consider yourself one of Jesus' sheep, if you are part of his flock, if you are one of his people. Jesus said, you will hear my voice. In Matthew 28 verse 20, Jesus said, I am with you always. And in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, he says, call on me and I will answer you. It's not I might answer you if I get around to it. It's not I won't answer you. It is I will answer you. You see, God is busting to speak to us. Paul Yong-Yi Cho, He didn't just say, we just pray for 3 to 5 hours a day. He said you need to, yeah, pray the price, but then you have to pray and obey. What do you think you need to obey? God's voice. What is God saying to you? And so this morning, we wanted to spend a little bit of time listening to what God has to say. So I'm going to invite you all to open up to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7, verse 8 to 11. Actually, we'll go 7 to yeah, 7 to 11. Okay, would someone like to read it out for me, please? Wow. And so we've chosen this passage for two reasons. One, because it speaks about God speaking to us, answering our questions. It's about an intimate relationship with God where it's not just, God, 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 help me, help me, help me. Then I go away and just hope that he answers my prayer by osmosis or something. It's actually, speak to me and I'll answer you. You know, was it seek and you will find, knock, the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Okay. The second reason is because it reminds us of the Father heart of God. And in here, it tells us, you know, most dads, if a son asks them for something, maybe not even most, let's just go with this. It says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? On a day when we're, I guess, honouring and celebrating fathers on Father's Day, let's remember that even though an evil dad, as it says here, knows how to give a good gift, God is a good God, he is a good father, and knows how to give exceptional gifts. The gift that we're asking of God this morning is to hear his voice. We want to pray. We want to listen to what he has to say. So I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. And we're going to listen to God. We're going to listen to God. And if you agree with my prayer, I'm going to pray. And if you agree with my prayer, I just want you to say amen. I'm going to say a couple of stories. And then we'll get into it. Lord God, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear what you have to say to us. Jesus, we read throughout the scripture that you speak to people. Your word tells us that if we are your sheep, we will hear your voice. You say, call to me and I will answer you. Knock, seek, ask. And you will receive. So, Lord, we pray that in the next few moments that you would teach us how to hear your voice. In fact, I'm going to just launch straight into it. What I want you to do, and this is a just one way that is easy to hear God speak, is to picture Jesus in your mind. And then by faith, have a conversation with him. So what I want you to do is just think of one question that you want to ask God. What is one question? One question, and I just want you to ask him. And in faith, expect a reply. That's as simple as it is. Expect a reply. Ask him a question and listen. What does he say to you? Okay. Now, did anyone hear an answer? Yep, some people share. Would anyone like to share maybe what you asked God and what he said? Praise God. Now, do we think that's from God, that voice that she just heard? Yep. Why do we think that that's of God? It encourages, yeah. What else? It's in the Word. Exactly. It's from the Word of God. It's in the Bible. Okay? And so when we're testing what we've just heard, we test it against the character of Jesus. Is that something that Jesus would say? And secondly, we test it against the Word of God. Does that line up with Scripture? Okay. Anyone else want to share something that they heard? No? Is that the question that you asked? Yep, and he said something to you or showed you something? I will. Very good. How cool is that? Because the scripture we just read said, my sheep will hear my voice. Call on me and I will. Yeah, that's scriptural. Does that sound like something that Jesus would do? If we ask God, I want to see you, I want to know more about you, will he reveal himself to us? Of course it does. That's the character of Jesus, isn't it? Yes. Does it line up with scripture? Of course. That sounds like God speaking to you, Paul. That's good. Anyone else? Maybe someone from this side. Yep. Yep. Wow. Wow. And the light, how did the light make you feel? Great. Okay. So do we think that that's like the character of Jesus? Light. Yeah, I think it is. How many times is it in the scripture that Jesus is the light of the world? Wow. So if Jesus is, does Jesus make people feel great? I think so. So do we think Jesus has just spoken to Heather? Yeah, of course. But when we do this, it's really, we can begin to wonder, is that God or not, can't we? We go, oh, gee, I'm not so sure. I remember one time, and we got it wrong. We went and did some street evangelism one time in Melbourne, and we decided to teach these guys, we wanted to speak something from God for them, and my friend Oscar, and we laugh about this all the time, he thought this person had a cat called Fluffy. And so he said, oh, I keep hearing this word, Fluffy, do you have a cat? And they laughed at him and said, no. No, no cat. No cat named Fluffy, nothing. And he just sort of completely hit a brick wall. It meant absolutely nothing. Other times when he would hear God speak, it would be very, very profound. And so sometimes we don't actually hear what God is saying, which is why it is so important that we test it against the Word of God, the Bible. Is that in the Scripture? And we test it against the character of God. You know, and sometimes God may give us a revelation that actually doesn't come from the Bible. For example, let me tell you about this one guy. And I was going to a high school, and I just did the same thing. I just said, God, is there anything that you want to say to anyone in that breakfast club that I'm about to go into? And I got this word, and I didn't know whether it was true or not. And the word was, this boy here lost his dad. His dad died. And now this boy wishes that he was dead so that he could be with his dad. But I want you to tell him that I am his heavenly father. And I thought, oh, gee. You know, this is at a public school. How can I share something like that? Anyway, I did, and it blew the guy away. He nearly came to tears right in front of me, because it was a word from God which encouraged him and told him that God would never leave him and that God wanted to be his heavenly father. And the thing is, when we hear something from God, it's much more powerful than if someone like me or Craig or Alan or Rhonda or someone tells us to do something. If you hear it from God, often there's just something different about it. I think maybe you can testify to this, Jan. Last weekend you testified, you said, I praise God because?
I'm a leader.
Because I can now say I'm a leader. How many people had said that to you before that weekend? Heaps. But you said to me there was something different. It was the Holy Spirit in you that just really confirmed it, wasn't it? Yeah. And so when God speaks to us, there's something stronger to it. And that's what we need. That's where our call, that's where us as believers in Jesus, that's where we need to go. We need to do that. So I'm going to, maybe Scott, can we get a song to come up? And we're just going to have a bit of time to pray. But this time we're going to do it a little bit differently. I'm going to ask you to pray for the person next to you. And I want you to say, God, is there something you want to say to the person next to me? Simple? Okay, let's give it a whirl. We're just going to believe in faith that God will speak to us. And then we test it against the character of Jesus, and we test it against the Bible. Is that in the scripture? Okay, do you think we can do that?
Yeah.
Some people do. We're going to do it anyway. Okay. All right, let's just have a song come up. Start praying and pray for the person next to you. Let's see how this goes. Just some tips. Don't try too hard. It's much better when you're relaxed and you're not trying to make anything pop into your mind. Speak blank and say, Lord, speak to me. Lord, right now I pray for every person in this room and that they would be.
Lord Jesus.
Okay. Now, does anyone want to share something that God has said to you this morning through another person? Does anyone want to share? I saw lots of chatting. Yep, Jess, here we go.
I prayed for Holly and it was about her testimony this morning. And it was like the word love was stamped on my heart and it just stayed there. But when hurt was also there, it just vanished.
Wow.
Because she was showed through to the light.
Wow, how cool is that? Okay, firstly, does Jesus love, is that the sort of thing that Jesus does with his love, heal people's hurts? Yes? Okay, is it scriptural? Does it happen in the Bible? Who thinks that God just spoke to these two girls? Praise God, how good's that? Come on, let's clap Jesus, he's speaking. Very cool. Okay, someone else. Does anyone else want to share? Okay, if you may not want to share, maybe put up your hand if you received a word from God in that time there. Maybe someone said it to you, or maybe you shared with someone else. I'm not going to ask you to share it, but just put up your hand if you heard something. Very good. A few people did. Some people didn't. Okay. I really want us to get this. I know we're going a little bit later than normal. But who here wants to learn a little bit more of how to hear God's voice? Yep? Yep? Excellent. Okay, so this is where we improvise and we don't know what's going to happen next. Okay, who wants to be a volunteer? Someone who didn't hear something earlier on? Pam. Okay, everyone give Pam a clap. Up you get. Come up here. Okay. Here we go. So, Pam, do you believe that you are one of God's sheep? Of course you do. That's good to hear. Good to hear. Now, what I want you, we're just going to pray that you will hear God's voice because he promises it. Okay? What I want you to do is think about nothing. Easy? Okay? And what we're going to do, and you guys can help me, we're going to pray that God will say something to you. Okay? And the question that we're going to ask God is, what do you want to say this morning? It might be specific for someone, and maybe it's for all of us, okay? But we're just going to see where this goes, all right? So get your mind blank. Don't think about anything. That's all I want you to do. Think about nothing. Then when the time comes, we're going to ask God a question. So, Lord, we just thank you, Jesus, that your scripture says that your sheep will hear your voice. Lord, we believe the scripture, we believe the Bible, and we believe you, Jesus. And so, Lord, we pray that right now that you would speak to Pam. Have you got an empty mind? Yep. And so, Lord Jesus, right now we pray that you would speak to Pam and just bring something to her mind right now. Okay, what are you getting?
Nothing.
Nothing at all? Any feelings, any pictures, a scripture? Okay. Keep waiting. As soon as something comes into your mind, just let us know. Even if you're not, even if you think it's you. Okay, how are you going?
Yep.
Nothing at all. Okay. All right. All right. So sometimes God speaks to us in all sorts of different ways. Okay. Another volunteer? No, that's okay. So.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, let's try for somebody else's
work. Okay. But what I'm. Well, let me just finish this. But God does speak to us in a whole bunch of ways. All right. So let's just name. How does God speak to us? Let's just name a couple of ways. We've only got a few more minutes. But how does God speak to. The Bible. Fantastic. Does God speak to you through the Bible? Excellent. Okay, very good.
Sometimes, you know, different thought patterns.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, positive, you should know this
pattern. Sensing, that sort of thing. Good. What are some other ways that God speaks? Visions, people see things, like you saw the word love. Very good. What else? How else does God speak? What was that? Actions. Through other people's. Yep, very good. What else? Through your imagination. Very good. Yeah. So there's lots of different ways that we can hear God speak. And so I'm guessing that if I gave you a Bible and asked you to pray for someone, that God will give you something from the Bible to say to them. Never try that? Well, we're going to try that in a moment. Can you go over to Mary? You can take a Bible, or if you've got a Bible. I just want you to ask God for a scripture for Mary. But where should we go from here? All right, we're going late. How about we all stand up? Okay, so right before we end, this is what we're going to do. We're all going to ask God for a word for this church. Okay? Say, God, what are you saying to this church? And I expect that we'll get a few different words. It may be a scripture verse. It may be a vision. It may just be a feeling or a sense or something like that. But we're just going to leave it open. I'm going to pray. And I'm just going to give you a quick opportunity to share. Because God speaks. It's scriptural. Okay? If you are his sheep, you will hear his voice. We just got to learn to listen. So, Lord God, we thank you that you speak to us. We thank you that you have been speaking. We thank you for all those people that put up their hand that said that they heard the voice of God. And so, Lord, right now we pray that you would speak to us about a word for the church. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would lead us into all truth. And God, I pray that every person here would receive something from you. Even if it may sound small or insignificant, Lord, we want to get something from you. And I ask that in Jesus' name. So have a bit of a listen. If you get something, just call it out. Enthusiasm. Be strong and be encouraged. That's almost word for word in Joshua. Very good. God is speaking. What else is he saying? Patience. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Very good. Love. That's the one that I got as well. God wants us to love people, to love God. This is good. God is speaking. Who else? Hope. Very good. Do you have an interpretation for us then? Yeah. And so Jesus tells us to turn away from the kingdom of darkness, which is what we went through last weekend. Turn away from the kingdom of darkness and step into the kingdom of light. Exactly. God wants us to turn from sin, to turn from evil and from wickedness and turn to him. And he will save us and set us free and love us. How good's that? Very good. Okay, anyone else want to share something before we wrap it up? So we watch our mouths. Yeah. The book of James is very clear about that sort of thing. Yeah. Very good. Okay, well, Jesus, we thank you that you've been speaking to us. And, Lord, we pray that you would continue to speak to us. And we pray that every day this week that we would set aside some time to listen to what you have to say to us. Lord, we pray that you would speak to us about the church, speak to us about our town. But, Lord, we really want to hear what you have to say to us personally. Lord, we want to hear your voice. We want to have a personal relationship with you. Lord, speak to us through scripture. Speak to us, Lord, in our quiet times. Speak to us, Lord, through worship, through signs, through visions, through whichever way you want to speak to us. We invite you to speak to us, Lord. We are listening and we expect to hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen.